Let me pass along a few events and activities. And unfortunately, it continues to be a few when we talk about Friday events and activities. That used to be so many of them, but because of still living in the challenging COVID times we do, just a few that take place. One of them, if I'm understanding, that's still on schedule is tomorrow with the Historical Museum of Bay County, set to feature its event with Rick Mixter, the second Saturday events, which is going to be a presentation at 1 o'clock at the State Theater in Bay City. And Mixter is going to feature the most famous shipwrecks in history, as he's so well known to be able to do, with his presentations, his video work and commentary and more. That's tomorrow with the Historical Museum of Bay County at 1 o'clock, again, at the State Theater in Bay City. Tomorrow is the second Saturday of the month. That means that inside Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, it's another chance for you to participate in God's Helping Hands, those in need, with clothing and household item giveaways and a food pantry. Items are free to all who visit God's Helping Hands. It's the corner of Dice and Iva Roads, Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock. Everyone's welcome, and there are no requirements. And you can make donations, by the way, to keep those doors open, too. There's a special plan to do with Saginaw Valley State University, a university art gallery student art show online. It starts on Monday, and we'll go through the end of the month, an exhibition featuring work from current SVSU Art Department students. If you go to svsu.edu/art gallery, you can enjoy it in this online presentation, svsu.edu/art gallery. The Chippewa Nature Center is planning to hold some evening snowshoe hikes into the coming week, and the next one is going to be on January 13th, and then some more scheduled after that. For more information, if you would like to participate, ChippewaNatureCenter.org. You have to pre-register for these, obviously for reasons that I want to make sure that it's controllable with the number of people that might show up. ChippewaNatureCenter.org, ChippewaNatureCenter.org. A few suggestions, a few things that might be going on that you could participate. There probably are more. We'd like to know them. If you've got them, send them to us, and we'll let folks know what's happening.